have become little monarchists over the past week or so with the death of the Queen and the many ceremonies that accompany such a royal funeral. That her passing kind of sparked a great outpouring of love for her. This is funny. At least I think it's funny. There was this clip of someone who was saying that surely she wasn't real because nobody lives that old, which is just bizarre. I don't know. Anyways, I had to share that. There's been a great outpouring of love for her, or respect for her and what she had done throughout her life, and also a fixation on the new monarch, King Charles. It sparked, for an author that I read on a regular basis, a reflection on Otto von Habsburg's funeral in 2011. He had this to say about that funeral in 2011, after the death of Otto von Habsburg. The Grand Chamberlain would go to the door of the Capuchin Friary in Vienna, and the friars on the other side of the door would ask, "Who demands entry?" Otto of Austria, once Crown Prince of Austria, Royal Prince of Hungary and Bohemia, begins the Chamberlain, who recites a very long list of Otto's titles. "We do not know him," the friars say. The Chamberlain then knocks again. "Who demands entry?" The Chamberlain recites a list of the honors and accomplishments of Otto's life. "We do not know him," the friars insist. He bangs on the door a third time. "Who demands entry?" "Otto, a mortal sinner." The doors then swing open and the funeral begins. I don't know about you, but that gives me chills. A royal person such as one of the last Habsburgs, having to recognize posthumously, of course, that he is a sinner and in need of God's great mercy. What a chasm that is for a powerful and well-accomplished individual to cross, being able to recognize the need of God's great love and mercy. This chasm in our gospel today is a chasm that separates Lazarus from the unnamed rich man. It is an interesting reality that he doesn't get a name, and Lazarus is named. Lazarus is with Abraham, and the rich man doesn't even speak to Lazarus. He speaks to Abraham. "Have Lazarus do this. Have Lazarus do that." And ultimately, Abraham tells him, "Rich man, there's nothing we can do. We can do, we can't get from our side to yours, and you can't get from your side to ours. You are stuck." This great chasm separates. He then reflects on sending Lazarus, again, still a tool of the rich man, to his brothers, and then that very member of the line, "Even if someone were to be raised from the dead, they would not be convinced." This is a recognition that Jesus, the one who was raised from the dead, is the only one who could cross that chasm. This is a paradigm for religion itself, that this chasm exists and we desire to cross it. And many of us, through our own efforts, through our own wealth and our accomplishments, everything that we have to offer, we desire to make that crossing, but yet ultimately we fail. Jesus, being the only one who, by his death and resurrection, was able to bridge that great chasm, and he comes to us so that we can return to him. He is the bridge, the one who is our source of hope and respite in eternal life. And nothing that we have can make that happen. It's a great chasm in our lives to let go of whatever it is that we have accomplished, the things that we have, our capacity to make things happen the way we want them to, oftentimes we rely on that, but not on Christ. Of course, we have to do our part. We have to receive the grace that Christ offers us to live the life that we are called to live, and yet we place our trust in Him. Our Christian faith, our belief in Jesus Christ demands an answer. One really can't, even though one could say the words that it doesn't matter, one really can't avoid the question. Either Jesus is real and truly who He says He is, and we believe in the life, the death, and the resurrection, the ascension into heaven, either that is true or it's not. Either we place our trust in Him or we don't. And there are those in our world who have that opinion, that it doesn't matter, that it didn't happen, it stops with this life. We, for our part, are called upon to receive those who simply need perhaps a scrap of the gospel, that we, for our part, may have a Lazarus at our door who needs to hear of the truth of Jesus Christ. Maybe just a little tiny snippet of the gospel, just a little crumb of that which we hold true and fast, just something to fill them with and relieve them of that hunger, that desire to know for sure what it is that we base our life upon. Let us, for our part, in our Lord, trust that He is working in our lives and share that which we have received, so that others, the Lazaruses in our life, may come to know the glory of God risen.